Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Ted Thane from Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. Ted, pleasure to have you in the studio again. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a good day when I get to come visit you guys.
And you know, I always love having you guys in because whenever you are, we're talking about some very fun things. And this is no exception. You got the Pumpkin Festival coming up over there at EUCCU October 10th from 4 to 6 p.m. It's such a fun event. I mean, it helps get people into the Halloween season. I don't get necessarily why Halloween's so big, but people love it. People love Halloween and they love getting their pumpkins.
Absolutely. It's become quite the big thing. There's lots of neighborhoods in town that all night long through Halloween, they're busy. So we like to help kick that off. You know, we do our pumpkin festival every year. This year it's going to be October 10th from 4 to 6 p.m. It's just one of the ways we like to reach back out to our community, help them. All the proceeds go to the Angel Tree. So helps our community and kind of lets the community help the community as well. So.
And, you know, that's the big thing I love about EUCCU is you guys are so entrenched in our community. I mean, it's not just offering your financial services over at the credit union. It's all the other things that you do outside of it. I mean, you see all the credit union employees out and about in the community. And even if it's not a sponsored thing, they're just out helping people. And I think that has such a major impact. And like you mentioned, all funds are going to the Angel Tree. And that's a special program here. Everyone loves the Angel Tree, helping give Christmas to those who might not be able to have it otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. You know, we're the only locally owned branch in town. And we love being a part of the community. We love helping out the community. And whether we like it or not, September's coming to an end and the holidays are coming. So any way we can help with the Angel Tree, get people involved, you know, make sure everybody's having a good Christmas. And we'll kick that off with Halloween and with selling some pumpkins.
Yeah, once September ends, you get into that Hallow Thank Miss
yes.
portion of the year. And, you know, this is more than just an opportunity to get out and go get pumpkins. You've got games, you've got prizes, you've got photos. And, of course, you're going to have a special appearance by Penny the Pig. The only credit union mascot that I know of, but it's one that, you know, the kids love Penny. Every time you see her out in public, the kids are swarming her like it's Disneyland.
Absolutely. The kids love Penny. She will be there. She'll be taking photos. As I said, you know, holidays are coming up. Come out, get some pumpkins, and maybe win a Nintendo Switch too.
You can't go wrong with that Nintendo Switch 2. That's a hot ticket item right now. And if you can pull one away for free, that's a major thing. Now, let's talk nitty gritty for a second. So, again, this is the Pumpkin Festival coming up on Friday, October 10th from 4 to 6 p.m. over in the Price Branch. Now, if people are wanting to purchase their pumpkins there, how much is it going to cost them and what should they be looking for?
So, the pumpkins will be $3 each or two for $5. So you might as well as buy a few and save yourself a little bit of money. Probably I think overall that probably less than going to the store and buying one either as well. So, probably save yourself a little bit of money coming to buy the pumpkins here, support a good cause. $3 each, two for $5.
Now, there's just so much really going towards why you should choose the Pumpkin Festival as your preferred pumpkin destination. I mean, it's cheap, you're supporting a great cause. And I mean, with going back to the cost factor, we live in Utah. Everyone has three or four kids. And each kid is going to want to do a pumpkin.
Absolutely.
This is a great way to get them in bulk so that you're not going to have to worry about that later down the line. Now, when it comes to pumpkins and decorating for Halloween, do you have a preferred strategy? Do you go for more scary? Do you go for silly? What's your approach to pumpkin carving?
My pumpkin carving, I always just do the classic, the little triangle eyes, and then I'm personally done carving in like 5 minutes, and that's perfect for me. My kids, my wife, all them, they'll go all out and do all the really difficult stuff, but I'm more of a simple, let's get in and get it done.
No, I'm about the same. I just can't bring myself to do the de-gutting part of the process. That's what usually stops me from decorating pumpkins. But when I do, I'm more of a simple man like you
absolutely.
Are. Now, Ted, for one more time for people who might have missed it, let's run through the nitty-gritty. Where's this taking place? When is it taking place? And how much is it going to cost?
So it will be at the Price Branch. It's going to be October 10th from 4 to 6 p.m. Pumpkins are $3 each or two for $5. And we also, throwing this in, are going to be doing a bake sale all day that day on the 10th. From the time we open till the time we close, all the proceeds for the bake sale also go to the Angel Tree.
You can't go wrong with the bake sale either. It's so good to see all the different treats that get brought out for it. Now, Ted, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just like to say a thank you to our community. We really appreciate you guys. You know, we appreciate everything you do. We appreciate everybody in this community, and we couldn't be happier to be able to do the things that help our community and let the community come out and help our community as well.
Well, Ted, thank you for taking the time out to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. And thank you to the credit union for all you're doing for our community. Again, that was Ted Thane with Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. We're talking about their upcoming Pumpkin Festival. It's going to be Friday, October 10th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Price EUCCU branch. Prizes, photos, and a special appearance by Penny the Pig. You're not going to want to miss this. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.